Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It's episode 17. We're doing Kenya's PSA party. We're catching up with the kids of Atlanta, and we're doing a Hot or Not segment. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't think about even when you're out.
Yes, it is Sunday, and we're throwing it back with a little candy, Don't Think I'm Not. This is so me in high school, I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. This is my jam.
This is me in high school.
Bam, it is Sunday, welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo.
And I am Conversation Piece.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
And hey, y'all, my name is Drew Jones.
You guys, we have so much to talk about. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Kenya's PSA and her party, but we're also going to be talking about the reveal of Mark Daly. We're going to be doing a Hot or Not segment. And obviously, we're going to be catching up with the kids of Atlanta, because this entire episode was literally going down the list of the kids of Atlanta.
Yay.
They're up next.
Yeah.
Right?
And we open up with Ricky and Portia on a little date. Lots of scripted scenes tonight. That's all I'm going to say right off the bat. Some of it was real. Some of it seemed very, very scripted. Some of it seemed a little bit forced. But we start with Ricky and Portia. What do we think about them?
Okay, even if it was scripted, whatever. I'm personally for Ricky and Portia. I think they're cute. I support it. I think he... you know, could put Portia in line. I think he has the same goals as Portia. I'm here for it.
I'll just say they should just date already. But I don't know. I just always see Ricky as Bernice Jenkins. So I don't know if I can.
Wait, what?
Yes, he's Bernice Jenkins. That's his alter ego.
Who is that? What are you
looking up? Look it up.
Okay, look it up.
I like that. Well, I'm 50-50. Because to me, I do feel like, I mean, Black don't crack and all of that, but I feel like Ricky's too old for her. I feel like she could get someone, especially if she's trying to have kids. Ricky's kids are older. He has kids. He already has children and everything. Not that he still can't pop them out, whatever, but I think he's a little too old for her.
There's nothing wrong with having an older man.
Yeah, I like that he was very flirtatious.
He was very flirtatious. I love that. The booty. Get the booty. Mouth to mouth.
Revive the booty.
He has been very, very business and very surface, and he was talking about smashing tonight.
I know. He said they need practice going half on a baby.
I like talk like that. I like
a
little dirty talk.
Me too.
He took charge. The reason I say it's scripted, I don't think it's scripted, but we've talked about them so much. Like, they should be together. They should be together. All of a sudden, they have a scene together.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, I think production might have had a little something to do with it. Like, let's have a little something where it's just you two.
Portia needs a boo.
She does need a boo. She's a beautiful woman. She should have a boo.
Or at least a booty call, but want something. She needs...
I'm sure she has booty call.
That we can see.
Exactly, that we could see. That is the theme of tonight. And, you know, Kenya has a man. She's been talking about having a man. And when she talks about having a man, I don't know. I feel a difference.
She got the glow.
Yeah, she has a glow. I'm really starting to kind of warm up to the whole idea of Kenya. I don't know. Maybe because she's been gone for weeks.
Yeah. Right.
She's been gone. I have not seen her in an episode. It's been very quiet. And I feel like it's been okay without Kenya. But now that she's been back and I saw those boobs and that purple dress, I was like, you know what? I'm all right with Kenya. And I like that she has a man. I'm rooting for her. She gets so much hate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, let her. She has a man now. We'll talk about him later, but for now,
even though I still feel like her talking about Mark, I like can't help but roll my eyes in the back of my head because she's become such a Stepford wife. I can't even really hate because she looks genuinely happy, and I feel like she's a lot nicer, and so I can't hate on it. I mean, good for her.
She's getting a D.
She's getting a D, but
D makes you do crazy things, like become a Stepford wife.
But I like that
it'll make you do and think crazy things.
I like the old Kenya still kind of there because, you know, Cynthia was like, you know, you're such a loner and like a homebody. And she's like, I know, like sometimes Mark will call me and I'm like, okay, like get off the phone. And I was like, okay, good. You're still there. You're not completely like.
Erica, what do you think about it?
We've discussed this a few times. I'm 50-50. Like, he's adorable, so I'm glad that, like, in episode 17, the episode before the season finale, we do finally see him. Woo-hoo. That's good. But, I feel like until we actually see him, she's painted a picture of us, a picture to us of him. Like the whole Stepford wife thing. And I feel like that's her creation. Like, I need to see that in play before I'm really buying into it. So she's just talking, oh, it's so great to be married. Oh, I got to take care of him. You know, it just seems how, you know, you have that friend who's like, my fiancé. Like, that's the vibe I get from her. It's like, let me just.
All the talk was exhausting. But now that we actually got to see it and it was in front of us, it felt more genuine.
That was cute. When he came in and they, you know, and she saw him and it was like a surprise.
And
that
the confessional, she was wearing a different outfit. It's a whole different vibe, isn't it? Like, she was wearing that gray outfit in the confessional. I haven't seen that in the last couple.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that hair, though? It was, like, all the way, like, down her back.
New hair, new outfit, and everything. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like the vibe is different. You know, a couple weeks ago when she was doing all that, I wasn't really for it. You know, I don't really like a show pony other than myself. So when there's someone else doing it, I'm like, oh, God, no.
Well, I guess I would say, for me, to end it, really, is in the beginning of the episode, I was still, like, rolling my eyes. Like, I'm tired of you going on and on about your wifely duties and all this stuff you gotta
do. Why though?
Because to me, she paints him to be this alpha male that makes her do all this stuff, but it's like, I'm not sure if I believe it because it's just you telling me. We even hear Tyrone, we don't hear Mark. So.
Erica's like, you can't be an alpha with a nose ring.
Well, you know. We
will talk about the nose ring later. You gotta stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And can we pull up the live chat? Because we do want you guys interacting, and we do love that you guys are always on there speaking to us, and keep it going. Keep it coming. We love the comments.
Yes, you guys. Keep it popping.
So we find out that Kim is suing NeNe. Like, really, girl? I love that What's-her-face was like, well, they can just come to me because I have plenty of
class action lawsuit.
What do you think about this convo?
I think that Kim is just doing anything for attention at this point. She's trying to make NeNe the bad guy, and it's really her. So I just feel like Kim needs to stop, and she definitely has some dirt on her, too, so it can go either way.
Yeah, and you're spending money. Doesn't that all that cost money?
Yeah,
all that paper throwing at other people.
She said $20,000.
When you could have just text somebody, keep your mouth, keep my name out your mouth.
Think of all the wigs you could have bought with that.
For real, that's a lot of $20,000. A lot of cash.
That's a lot of Botox in your lips or wherever they put your Botox.
Okay, I don't know about all that. So I don't know if that fizzles out. I guess we'll find out at the reunion. It feels like everyone is still on the outs with Kim, so I guess we'll really
feel
that out.
Yeah.
True, do you have anything to add?
I was going to say, like, the rumor mill is that it only got worse at the reunion, so.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
I feel like it's not.
Kim came fresh out of the reunion, and she was on Watch What Happens Live, and yeah, she was still very fired up. But Andy, I don't know, Andy was not as, usually. You know, like last finale, he was like, I'm physically and emotionally still recovering. Like, that was so intense.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be a straight bitch session.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to be really going at it as opposed to last season. It was all about like real defamation of character. So I don't know why you're suing, because that was last season. If we were really going to sue for defamation, it should have been last season.
Exactly.
It was like so much hurt last season. I feel like this particular season is just going to be a lot about surface bitching.
Yeah.
You know, Marlo was drunk, so she went off on Portia. Mm-hmm. You know, I apologize. It was the alcohol. You know what I mean? Portia's pretending she's taking accountability. We'll talk about that later. I don't know. But as far as throwing coins, $20,000, that's a lot for a letter.
Yeah,
and speaking of coins, I love all the business talk that they were doing with the candy factory. Mm-hmm. Don Juan comes in, and he's giving Candy a little hard time for buying some property.
I say there's nothing wrong with what Candy's doing. She's making boss moves. She's
has a boss.
Successful businesses. I think she knows what she's doing.
Are we? Do we know what Don Juan actually does?
By the way, Candy behind the scenes.
He's the general manager.
Anytime we've ever seen Don Juan have to do anything, he's been flustered and has been like running around like a chicken with his head cut off. So I don't know why he feels that he's in the position to give her business advice.
Because you know what it is? It's like, you're going to buy the business, but I'm going to have to do all the work. I'm going to have to, you know, get someone to tear that property down. I'm going to have to figure out what to do with that property. I'm the one that's going to have to furnish it, figure out the idea, because Candy's going to throw out the vision. Candy's going to throw out the idea. He's going to have to physically execute it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But Drew has a point. Like, whenever, maybe it's just the editors or the producers, but whenever we see him, like when she was going for that Essence shoot, he couldn't get her stuff packed. He couldn't get a DJ for the party. I was like, doesn't he?
And that particular episode was crazy.
Right. It was a couple different times where every time he was in charge of something, he was like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to get a DJ? Dude, it's a party. Why would you not have called a DJ? Like, so to me, that's one thing. And then also, he does have a valid point in that owning a restaurant is a lot. I think that they've all, you know, that by now, I think recently, maybe last week, it was like a year. Mm-hmm. So it's been open for a year. That's a lot. And to rehab a property, like, who is going
to
do that?
Well, he needs to just do what Candy says and hire someone.
Right, I agree.
That has expertise in that field. Yes, exactly. That's what he needs to do. I think that's why he gets a little flustered, because he's trying to take on all of 8 businesses that Candy has. So I think that's kind of what it is.
He's probably a control freak. He's a queen. So he's probably like, you know what? You're going to do it wrong. Let me do it myself. Sometimes I have those kind of issues as well. But you got to... being a leader is being able to delegate. Like, being able to know that you can't do everything yourself. It takes a team.
You're only as good as your team.
Yeah, it takes a village. I mean, to look this cheap, it took a lot of people to put this together.
Oh my gosh.
You see these lights? You see this microphone? You see this studio? Like, this takes effort, work.
Exactly. You see these crazy sleeves? I mean, do you know how much work they had to put in at Nordstrom's Rack to get me this?
Oh, that's a step up. Do you know, like, how many H&Ms? Like, do you know? I don't even want to go into it. I was going to make a really bad joke. We'll move on.
Well, I agree with Guilty Pleasures in the chat. They said Don Juan is so extra. And I agree, because Candy didn't even necessarily say she wants to turn it into anything. She said that Google was possibly making a strip. I think it's a smart business move, because Google is going to try to buy all those buildings. She's being smart. She's like, let me go ahead and like...
He's just a drama queen.
Yeah.
He wants a peach. Boo, you ain't going to get it. Marlo's up next for it, okay?
Okay.
you know what surprised me about this entire Candy Factory meeting? Todd was making sense. I'm like, what?
Right?
Where is he not normally?
Where is Todd coming from? No, he doesn't ever make sense.
No, he doesn't. He usually comes out of left field.
For real. I'm like actually feeling in this episode. He was making sense. I love that he was like, you know what? Why is everyone so sensitive? Okay, thick skin. He's like, I've been through Mama Joyce. I've been through the entire Candy Factory. The entire, like, basically their family just eating him alive. He's like, I can go through anything. So you got to have some thick skin. She made it a really bad joke to Nene. She told her, you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad joke. I'm not saying that Nene was right, because 2 wrongs don't make a right.
Agreed.
But she's the one that's going to get all of it, because she's in the public eye. So I just feel like everything has been justified and everything played out the way it should have. But I'm appreciating Todd's outspokenness and him to be like, you know what? She's a comedian. This is what we do. We say things that are appropriate. It's funny because it's true. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that's true, but I'm just saying, like, she's saying she's a comedian. Have some thick skin. I like that.
Yeah. Is what Nene said unforgivable? Do you think is unforgivable what she said?
Todd had a great point. The president of the United States says worse things.
And has done worse.
Facts. Oh, God. That's a slippery slope.
But my question to you guys and to the people in the chat, if you all watch the Escape tour show or whatever, because I'm curious. Candy is going hard now about how bad she feels and how it was just her management. I didn't watch the show, but now I'm curious to go back and watch it. Did she go that hard when she was in meetings with them? Because I'm like, she's doing this for us.
It's not her job to go that hard, though. She have to.
I'm not saying she doesn't have to. What I'm saying is I kind of feel like she's putting on a front for us. Because she's like, oh, Nene's my friend.
Like, she's
so
being
bad.
A little too, she's laying it on extra thick.
That's my point. I was like, you protesting too much. I know you feel bad.
She is laying it on extra thick.
So I'm wondering if she was like that when they actually had the meeting. That's my only thing. Because I'm like, she's laying it on so thick. Oh.
The reunion with the White was not too long ago.
Yeah.
When they were like, I see you, we see each other. And now we're like, Nene, we've just come a long way. Cue the montage, Bravo.
Yes. Shout out again to that producer. He is killing it this season with the montages.
The person who does the montages, they should win an Emmy. They should be nominated for an Emmy because the montages are absolutely such a crucial key to the storytelling of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Not to mention to see those old haircuts. I love it every week. I love it.
Old teeth, old noses, old asses.
Old faces. I love that. I'm here for you.
Bye, Ashy. Well, we'll move on. Even though Todd brought up Donald Trump, we're just going to move on. And even though Sheree might have some questionable taste in men, I might say she has some questionable taste in houses. But before we do that, Drew, are you going to talk about a new podcast that we should all be listening to?
I sure am, Sam. Want to have fun, want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
And I love her celebrity interviews, too. I always learn something new every time.
Yes.
Me too. And I don't have a big sister, and I, like, you guys are really all my friends in L.A., so I love that she can advise me on my life here, because the struggle is real in Los Angeles, people. It's hard.
Thank you, Maria, for everything you do for us.
Thank you. So we love that.
I'm already subscribed, and you guys should all subscribe because it's free, like we said. It's for free!
For the free! Thank you. Improve your life for nothing!
Someone that's not free, Sheree's man! He's in prison!
My God.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God, it's the prison thing!
Here's the thing about the prison thing, you guys. Has she not seen the movie Baby Boy? Come on! Like,
what happened to Baby Boy? I did see it.
Snoop Dogg gets out of prison and just shows up at the door and was like, this is where I live.
Yup.
If you're talking to him from prison, when he gets out, he's like, gets in the cab. The cab's like, where do you live? Where do you think he's going to go? Where I've been sending letters to for the last 2 years.
Yep.
Where I've been calling. That's my house. That's a little scary.
I don't think Sheree is opposed to it. She's making plans with him over the phone.
I know she's not opposed to it. I'm just saying, girl, haven't you learned from the history? We've all seen Baby Boy.
I just feel
it does
like
not end well.
Okay, I gotta go see Baby Boy now. I feel like
before we all really dive into it, it's really not that relatable. It's more of the joke. It's more of the joke. It's more of the joke that you just don't let a jailbird into your house like that, girl. Calm down.
I know. Give him a little.
You know, why don't you go get your little
halfway
apartment?
House parties.
Exactly.
An ankle murder or something.
The street.
Does no one feel sus about the situation that he literally went to jail for being a con man and he's about to move into your big old house and
he's
his
scamming
man
her?
Cave?
Okay. Yeah, he has plans for the cave and everything.
Okay, wait a minute. Here is my question again to all of you and to those of you in the chat room. Can you buy things outside of prison from your canteen money? Because he was like, it's taken care of. I'm like, buy what?
Exactly.
You make a penny a day. How are you buying?
He must have money hidden somewhere. He's making destination wedding plans, a basement plan.
Who said that?
A vacation.
On the phone, he was like, it's taken care of, boo.
You know what? This is what I'm going to say about this. I watched Locked Up Abroad, and if you can buy things in Colombia while you're in like some prison in a third world country for smuggling cocaine, and if you could buy a guitar, I'm sure you can buy things in an American prison.
I don't know
prison.
About federal prisons. You, it's almost slavery. I'm just telling you, it's almost slavery. You get paid like $3 a month or something ridiculous.
I've seen prison shows. They're doing yoga. They're being...
What?
Yes, they're getting college degrees. Yes. I've seen it on Netflix.
Yes, but I have too. However, I have not seen them purchasing things and stuff outside of prison, because your canteen money is only good in the canteen.
I'm purchasing this Shasta. I've been craving it. Bring it to me.
I'm purchasing a jacuzzi. Can someone, any prison birds in wait, the chat wait, room, wait, wait, can wait, wait, tell wait. Me?
No. Joe was buying flowers from prison for Teresa on the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The Bravo fans can, come on in the live chat. Come through. Let me know.
But he has, I don't know.
Like an assistant or something that can go do that, I'm sure.
Well, you can email. You can email from prison. So if you email Leslie's Pools and you're like, look, I'm emailing you. I need a pool, a jacuzzi, delivered to this house in Atlanta. This is the number.
They're going to be like, let me see your credit card, boo. And I'm gonna be sending like, you the number to my credit card. Because that's where my money is.
Well, Joshua R. in the chat brings up a really good point. Does Tyrone even have an out date? Like, they're making...
Exactly.
She's doing all this renovation.
He's very ambitious.
And I'm like, when are you coming out, boo?
Exactly. He is still scamming Sheree. Run. Get away while you can.
Cal is
going
to graduate college.
He's very ambitious, and she's living on Delusional Island. It's a perfect recipe. She's talking about living on the beach and having a destination waiting. He needs to get out first.
She is truly delusional.
We talk about baby boy. Have anybody here seen Shawshank Redemption?
You can break out.
You can break out with a little spoon if you start digging today. So, not...
How long did it take him to get out?
It took him like 20 years. But so what? Sheree, she looks good. Black don't crack, girl. She'd be fine.
We're moving on to the kids of Atlanta. This episode went down the line. We caught up with all the kids, starting with Brent wanting to be a stand-up comedian. We won't spend too much time on that.
I mean, he's not entertaining. No. He needs to get an education.
He has no presence, not even on camera.
Exactly.
Total bedhead. I mean, he doesn't have...
He's Greg in a 16-year-old's body.
First of all, you
but
need,
I love him. He's cool,
you need life experience to be a comedian. So at least go to one semester
that's not
of school.
Completely true.
He looks like a big virgin. I'm sure he's not, but he just looks like a big awkward virgin.
A 40-year-old virgin.
I don't know.
18-year-old.
I don't know. Boo, like literally go to school or
at least try one semester.
You know what? Like when you go down the line and you see all the kids catching up on the Housewives, you see all the different parenting styles and everybody's different. I understand all of that. But you know what? Brent looks so freaking spoiled compared to Noelle, who's working at a dentist's office and she wants to make a difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that, there's just two different peaches on the tree.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm not saying that one's better than the other, but it's like, you're looking like a spoiled rich kid. You don't even want to go to school. Your school will be paid for. What is the problem with learning? Learning is amazing. Knowledge is power. Exactly. Yeah. Go to school. Stop being a little spoiled punk. That's all I'm going to say about him. Cynthia was working at Taco Bell. I love that.
I love that as well.
I know. Can somebody inbox us some Taco Bell photos?
Taco Bell,
of her?
We love you. AfterBuzz TV loves
you. Exactly. Or at least a photo of Cynthia in the uniform. I would love that.
Yeah, and if you could see below this desk, my stomach is hanging because of the Taco Bell.
I don't eat that.
And we're just going to mention Sheree's daughter. She looks just like Cairo, and mm-hmm. Cairo looks just like her. They're basically the same person, just one has long hair.
And they both
one
look
is
amazing.
Tall.
They are so good
looks
looking.
Looks like a snack.
They're both gorgeous. They're both like twins, though. I'm like, this is crazy.
It's so cute, and nobody got Bob's lazy eyes.
Well,
so
you know what?
That.
I've noticed that people with unfortunate looking parents, not the Sheree. Sheree's beautiful, but like people who have like either one or both parents who look very unfortunate tend to turn out to be really good looking. And then people who have really good looking parents sometimes like aren't that cute.
No,
that's true.
I've seen that so many times, but I'm not gonna name anybody because
I was just gonna say I can name a couple, but then I'm like, should I not say?
Exactly,
maybe I shouldn't
exactly,
say
exactly.
This Hollywood kid is ugly because I would like to
don't
still
say
work.
That, don't say that.
Exactly. We know this podcast.
I believe
is
that children
up.
Are a future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Beautiful.
Sheree's daughter. I just don't know. I just don't think it's a good example that she's setting by dating this Tyrone guy because she's looking at her. And
well, that whole scene was so scripted, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're like, this is the part where you're going to tell your daughter that he's in prison, even though she has a smartphone and she knows.
I was about to say,
she pulled up the picture.
Thank you. I was going to say, she's Googling right now. So I'm sure she can. She could read one more line and see that he's in prison. So that was cute. I was like.
But I do like that she was kind of like, not reading Sheree, but she was like, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, for real. She
was. She's giving her the look that we would all give, like, girl.
Yeah. But that, so I like that. I like that Sheree's at least doing this with both of her kids out of the house. Like, you know, they're grown or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, before Tyrone gets in there in his man cave. And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're moving on to Kenya's PSA, her party. And before we dive into the actual event, an honorable mention to the MVP, the gay guy running her event who FaceTimed her with his hand on his hip going, yeah, the event is ready.
Shout out to you for that cameo.
It was quick, but it was powerful. I felt it right in here. Yes. My gay gene was going fabulous.
But it's amazing what Kenya's doing. I just love this whole PSA and the things that she's doing to give back to those 10 women who were a part of it. And it was just, it made me kind of teary-eyed to see them getting all dolled up and see how much they appreciated it.
Yeah.
I totally loved it. The only thing that I thought was a little tacky is, Cynthia, when you donate your dress and you see somebody wearing it, you don't have to go up to them and be like, girl, that's my dress. Yeah. That's my dress. That's my dress. I feel like
all my dresses are here tonight.
I did agree with that because it was like, girl, this isn't about you, but
for real,
like whatever. But
I don't like cute dress.
Yeah,
exactly.
As someone who's not always the biggest fan of Kenya, this was one of those moments where I really, really liked Kenya, and I felt like she's being very genuine. And it was like, I love seeing. I think that's one of the reasons why, like, the whole my husband thing gets annoying to me, because I see her do stuff like this and I'm like, you're so dope. Like, you're
on your own.
On your own, yeah. And I loved how she was sitting there and talking to them and hearing their stories and relating to them and, like, encouraging them. I just thought it was I think it's one of my favorite moments of the season.
I agree. I think we've seen Kenya do some other charitable works, and she's usually not the most charitable in spirit sometimes, like with the house.
When they get to work, too much talking.
Mm-hmm. I think she was there for charity. She was working hard.
I'm not saying that, but she's rude. She can be rude sometimes. Yeah. This is the only time where she seemed like workers. She really respected everyone, because she even respected Shamia. She respected everybody that came in and participated, the women and the housewives. So I felt like this whole thing, she treated really, really responsibly and did a great job with it. And you got to see the real hair. I was like, oh, okay, she's not too cray-cray. So I really liked her.
Just to touch on that, I think it was more that she was pressed for time, more so than her just being rude for the hell of it or whatever. I don't think she was just being rude. I think she was just trying to get it done.
She gets a little chiefy.
Yeah, because even whenever, after...
there's a lot of cowboys. What's the term? Too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Right, exactly. Okay.
She gets a little chiefy where she's like, and she did it at the house.
Yeah, and then even when they were at dinner, because they showed a clip of it when they went back to dinner and they were like asking her about it in Houston afterwards, she still was like snippy and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that whole thing in Houston was horrible. But this thing, I think she did a great job from start to finish all the way through.
Yes, and my favorite part about it was almost the poetic entrance of Mark Daly. Mm. She's like, I just want to thank all the people that have been holding me up daily. As soon as she said daily, the door opened and there he was.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you, Bravo Productions.
So, so dramatic.
You're so good, and you're so dramatic. God, we live for this.
I was so
as fans of this franchise, they're just so good.
I was kind of excited to see Mark Daly until I saw the nose ring. I was just like, too old. I know you have one, Drew.
Sheree was being a hater right away.
No. Wait a minute. Time out. I totally, totally, totally agree. He has improved so much since the cardboard. So much.
That was so funny.
That was so fun.
So let's talk about him in that sense. Let's talk about him from far away when he opened the door. So far, he is gorgeous. I'm feeling him. He has a beautiful smile. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm loving it. Good tie. Yeah.
Nice curly hair.
I like the jawline. And okay. So then, like, you know, Sheree makes the hater joke, and we're all like... Then, you know, we go to Cynthia's mom and everything's all beautiful and stuff. And then we start to really see his mannerisms and him after the whole kissing the Portia in the dark. You noticed it was in the dark, in the shadows.
Kenya.
Then they're in the light and they're like, the cameras are around. And like, The cameras just catch everything. You know, kind of like I coughed and picked my nose earlier. I'm sure it caught it. So I'm sure it's going to be on the show later. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the camera catches everything. And those little mannerisms, I started to feel it in my gut. Before I could say, he's feeling a little... It just played out on TV. The nose ring popped up. And then the girls started looking at each other. And then Sheree made the comment. I started looking at you guys. And then I was like... He seems a little gay.
Mm. I don't think he's gay.
But he's not. But he's not. And I know my stepmom's going to go crazy. She's going to be like, you think everybody's gay?
He's just metrosexual.
He's polished.
Yeah, very polished.
Erica's not buying it.
Whatever. Do you. But it's some sugar in that coffee. He's a little sweet. And I'm just saying. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Tupac wasn't sweet with his nose ring.
I kissed a boy.
I'm not even talking about the nose ring. Like, just how he was kind of walking. Just his mannerisms.
The mannerisms.
Not even the nose ring.
The mannerisms were light. Sorry, baby. Go ahead. Sorry,
I also think, though, that mannerisms and nose rings shouldn't define someone's sexuality.
No.
Right, so maybe he swings a ton of ways. I don't know.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I just don't believe in gay or straight anymore. There's a full spectrum.
For sure. Yes.
There's a spectrum. You know what I mean? Has he maybe played with a man? Maybe.
Oh, yeah, he might have. Maybe. You know, he might have dipped the stick. I don't know. But, he's got a little sugar in his...
I wouldn't go as far to say that, again, I agree, you know, sexuality is a spectrum, whatever. I wouldn't go as far to say that he has been with men. If he has, then cool. More power to you.
Right.
I think more what I was picking up on was that Kenya's much more into him than he seems to be into her.
Well,
which
guys,
I hope's not the
case. Let's pull up the photo. We're going to talk about it. We're going to go right into our segment. It's called Hot or Not.
Yeah, he's the cutest actor she's hired so far. I know that.
Oh, my gosh. I think they love each other, guys.
So here's Mark Daly. He's on the right-hand side. Obviously, Kenya's on the left. So he looks really manly and alpha-ish here.
Yes, his muscles are bulging through that.
That's because he's not moving. It's a photo.
Exactly. Like, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not saying he's gay, and he's New York. He's polished. He's a businessman. He's pretty. All that jazz. I'm just saying, like, the mannerisms just kind of threw me off.
He looks hot from afar. Up close, then those rings.
So you're voting for hot. I'm voting for hot.
I'm voting for hot.
Sweet or not, he's definitely
exactly,
hot.
Exactly. I mean, if he is, like, more for me. So, perfect. So let's move on to our second hot or not, which is Tyrone, the jailbird.
You know what? this might be the unpopular opinion. But I'm not mad at it.
Drew likes a rugged man. I'm saying, get it, Drew.
Thank you. And I know since he's been in prison, he has even more muscles than he does in his photo. So, yes.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he might have a lot of built-up sexual aggression. Thank you. I'm not mad at it.
There's a lot of men in prison.
He might be working with that safari thing. So, whatever. Hotness. He's hot, too.
He's hot.
He's hiding it. Idris Elba's trying
to work. Convo's moved on. She's like, I can't.
I mean, jail just throws me off. I need a...
hot. I'm going to say, yeah.
So basically...
Physically hot, spiritually
send
nuts.
All the hood guys right. to Drew.
No, I'm growing as a person. Stay away from me.
I like roughnecks, but it's only so far you can go.
Exactly. Like, and we're grown women now.
All right, so it's like, I feel like we're split down the middle.
I'm hot all day, you know.
Okay, so to me, I'm not really trying to date him. I'm more physical, so I'm going to say hot.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the same page.
I like a brother once in a while.
I'll take a little prison phone call. I'll do it. I'm hot.
I'm not trying to have him move up in my house.
All right,
though.
And our third candidate is Don Juan. Extra. I mean, you know, he is a jack of all trades. He can run your business. He has connections.
That hairline.
He has connections. I'm not convinced he can run anything, but
maybe
no.
maybe after a glass of wine and a blunt, like maybe he'll like, you know,
maybe
calm down.
Maybe we should see him in a suit. I don't know.
Listen, y'all.
This is not the best picture. Drew, you set us up. This is the worst photo.
No, listen, looked through his Instagram when I was choosing these photos, and I Googled him, and this was the best I could find.
Oh, Don Juan. Boo-boo, if you want to get a date, you got to get it together. Get a good photo going.
No, you're on time.
All right, so it looks like we're going to pass on Don Juan. Sorry. married on one.
Like, I know I'm not a fan of his, but I tried.
All right, you guys, vote in the comments. Let us know who you're for.
So before we get into our predictions, I just wanted to touch on something that ended the episode at the very, very end. Cynthia, I mean, Nene told Portia to have a conversation with the whole group and say, you know what? Tell everyone that you messed up. And then so she came back and told Nene. I'm like, are you confused, Portia? Nene told you to go tell the other group, not come back and tell me.
Right. Portia, take your own advice, sweetie.
Like, what was that? I was so confused.
I loved that so much. I was like,
you're
Portia,
strong.
You should do stand-up comedy, too, because, girl, you are funny. She was like,
you're strong.
She was like, Nene, you need to just take responsibility. You just took responsibility. It's like, wait, and Nene's confused. Wait, we talk about me? We not talk about you? We talk about me? We not talk about I loved it. Portia, do comedy, girl. You funny.
I didn't think it was hilarious. But I will say this. Portia has apologized to Candy more than once. That's the only person she owes an apology to.
I know, but Nene's like, why are you telling me this?
Right. They're just so funny.
It was funny. It was so confusing. It was a great way to end an episode.
Yes,
and then we find out that the next episode is the season finale. So let's get into our AfterBuzz predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And we'll still talk about...
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, perfect. So, obviously, the next episode is the season finale of the Atlanta franchise. It was a great season. Marlo was the front runner for me.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
She really, really showed some good moments. She brought it this season. Let's talk about predictions for the final episode. Let's start with Drew.
I've been waiting for this episode, the Halloween episode, because I remember when the Greg and Nene costumes were on Instagram, and I thought they were hilarious, and I was waiting for this. So I hope we get one more big, like, scream match between her and Kim. That's what I really want to see. And I just want to see Greg walking around in that little roach costume because he's so cute. He's such a cute little roach.
Erica.
I'm all with Drew. I want them to go toe-to-toe. I want maybe Kim will call the stripper police to escort them out. I don't know, but I want something big to go down between them in their roach costumes.
Yeah, I'm all with that, too. I just feel like Nene is not taking anything too seriously. She's coming with the costume, and she's coming ready to go at Kim's neck, and I'm here for it.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. Like, come in like they're not bothering you, and then strike like a true professional. Nene is a seasoned queen. I love that they're ending it with the true Real Housewives fashion, a party. Yay. It always ends with a party. Life's a party. It was a fantastic season, and I'm looking forward to... really, really getting deep into these people again. You know, we have some new people with Eva. And did you have something to touch on with Eva and her husband?
Yes, we do have some Eva news. This was conversations, pieces, photos. So you want to go over first?
Oh, no, this wasn't my photo. But I will talk about it because Eva had a baby shower, royal affair. It was so nice. She has her daughter there by Kevin McCall, who's been in the news acting crazy.
Right. So, yeah. So, my news was on Kevin McCall, which is her baby daddy. So, not the baby that she's about to have, but the little girl's father. He, like, had this meltdown, and he was like, he's gonna be worse than, like, people going on killing sprees, and he's, like, losing his mind because he can't, yeah, like, literally it was in Newsweek. Like, he's on Instagram talking about, I'm gonna kill somebody if I can't see my kids. And he's like, ooh. But I'm not crazy. So, yeah, that one's a little bit scary.
Stay far away, Eva. Yeah.
Well, you can't tell everyone you're gonna kill everyone and say, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, that was... Right. Yeah, it's like he was saying that in the video, and then, you know, in the comments, he's like, I'm really not crazy. I just want to see my kids. So
JK.
He can only get supervised visitation, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that is it for our Sunday After Show. You can always find us here every Sunday night. We have one more actual episode to review, and then we go into the reunions. As always, we thank you for joining the live chat. Shout out to all of our loyal fans that always come in and keep us on our toes. We love the comments. Keep it going. Give us a thumbs up. My name is Leon Castillo. I'm the main host for The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. And as always, I can't do this without my girls.
And you can find me on Instagram, Miss Conversation Piece. My Instagram is Conversation Piece. And Twitter, Miss Combo Piece. Holla at me.
Hey, folks. I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Bye, After Buzzer. Bye. See you next Sunday.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.